This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that as India moves towards becoming a Viksit Bharat, the nation's youth must be physically fit, mentally strong and full of self-confidence. Speaking on the launch of Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan virtually in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said young people should always stay away from drugs and embrace a healthy lifestyle.
Aaj hum sabhi jis abhiyan ke sakshi ban rahe hain, wo abhiyan व्यक्ति के लिए है, परिवार के लिए है, समाज के लिए भी है और सबसे बड़ी बात है ये राष्ट्र के लिए है। आज जब देश ने विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य तय किया है तो इसके लिए आवश्यक है देश का युवा तन से स्वस्थ हो, मन से स्वस्थ हो, आत्मविश्वास से भरपूर हो और ड्रग्स जैसी घातक आदत से हमेशा हमेशा दूर हो।
The Prime Minister added that the launch will mark the beginning of a 100-week nationwide Jan Bhagidari campaign against substance abuse. He said that weekly activities will be organized every Sunday across the country to promote awareness and encourage public participation in building a drug-free society. More than 1 crore youth from 28,000 locations across the country participated in the event. The participants included governors of states, chief ministers of states, Mai Bharat and National Service Scheme volunteers, as well as participants from schools, colleges, universities, youth clubs, NGOs and spiritual organizations. Indian Ambassador to the US Vinay Mohan Quatra has stressed that Pakistan must first dismantle the terror infrastructure that it has built if it wants India's cooperation on bilateral issues. Pakistan had recently convened a conference in Islamabad to protest India's decision to hold the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance. In an article, Mr. Quatra criticized a former foreign minister of Pakistan for threatening war against India if Islamabad's demands on the Indus River system are not met. Ambassador Quatra stated that threatening war against India to distract from its internal problems has become a standard policy option for Islamabad. Uzbekistan's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Saidov Bakhtiyor Odilovich, will undertake an official visit to India from today until the 5th of this month. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during his visit, Odilovich will call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan and also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also scheduled to attend a business forum in Delhi. Amid widespread havoc caused by heavy rain in Kerala, the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for 12 districts of the state. 8 people have been reported dead, while 8 others remain missing in rain-related incidents. More than 5,792 people have been shifted to 209 relief camps opened in the affected areas. The drop in the rainfall intensity since yesterday has brought some relief. The IMD has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The IMD forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh during the next 2 days. The weather agency has also advised fishermen not to venture into parts of the North Arabian Sea till tomorrow and few parts of the East Central Arabian Sea from the 3rd to the 6th of this month. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma claimed her maiden BWF World Tour title, defeating Vietnam's 6-seeded Nguyen Thu Linh to win the Taipei Open Super Women's Singles title today. The 17-year-old Tanvi became the youngest Taipei Open champion, surpassing Taiwan's Tai Tzu Ying. She is also the first Indian woman to win the title since Saina Nehwal in 2008. At the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, India's medal hunt enters the final day with judo and track cycling offering the last opportunities to add to the tally. Avtar Singh in the men's 100kg, Yash Ghangas in the men's plus 100kg and Ishroop Narang in the women's 78kg category will lead India's judo challenge. And that is the end of this news bulletin.